Find more State House coverage at sdpb.org.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor John Rode from the Pier 4 Pier Ministerial Association. The page leading us in our pledge today is Abby Secchi from Corona, South Dakota.
Proverbs 18, verse 9 says, "The one who is slothful in their work is a sibling to him who is a great destroyer." Let us pray together. O God, you alone know how we each fall short of your mark. Forgive us, and I humbly pray, lead this gathered legislative assembly to discern your will, seeking peace, justice, mercy, and grace for all the people in this great state. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Blake, Bolin, Boomgarten, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennert, Dreyer, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Frericks, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironcloud, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mosier, Nome, Norstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Ronklima, Rounds, Russell, Schleck, Way, Shrimp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Bander, Lindy, Vanneman, Versio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 19th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Communications.
February 10, 2009, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on February 9, 2009, I approved House Bills 1027, 1030, and 1035, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bills 1274, 1280, and 1299 were referred to the Committee on Commerce. House Bill 1165 and House Joint Resolution 1002 were deferred to the 41st Legislative Day. Bob Fain, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1181, due pass as amended, House Bill 1250 and 1279 were tabled, and House Bill 1298 was deferred to the 41st Legislative Day. Ed McLaughlin, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bills 1166 and 1207 do pass, House Bill 1163 do pass as amended, House Bill 1162 was tabled, and House Bill 1221 was deferred to the 41st Legislative Day. Joni M. Kotler, Chair. And the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bill 1213 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1219 do pass as amended. House Bill 1212 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1259 was tabled, and House Bill 1161 was deferred to the 41st Legislative Day. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1023, 1034, and 1088, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1053, 1089, and 1097, which have been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit here with Senate Bills 72, 74, 115, 155, and Senate Joint Resolution 1, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
On behalf of Representative Wismer and Representative Frerichs, today we would like to welcome the Wilmot senior class. And Mr. Eric Loppy is their instructor, and their page was our pledge today of Abby Setchi. She is part of that class. If they are here, would they please rise? And thank you for coming. On behalf of Representative Putnam and Representative Van Gerpen, the Corsica High School senior class, all-girls senior class, Mr. Steve Entringer and Wade Gall are with them today. Are they here? Would they please rise? And also from that district, Representative Putnam and Representative Van Gerpen would like to have us welcome the Trip Delmont senior government class. And Chris Chahoy is with them today. Are they here? Please rise. Up behind me. Thank you for coming. And maybe they shared buses, but also from that district, Representative Putnam and Representative Van Gerpen would like us to welcome the Armour High School government class. And Jim Holderby is with them. Are they here? Please rise. We also, on behalf of Representative Rounds and Representative Ryan Olson, we have the Pierre Riggs High government class and their instructor, Mr. Kurth. Are they here? Please rise. And on behalf of Representative Vanneman, and who's the other from that district? Diedrich? Just you, Representative Vanneman, all right. The Cologne senior government class and their teacher, Mr. Greg Sherman, are here. Please rise. Thank you. And finally, on my list, we have the Howard High School government class. And they are asked to have us welcome on behalf of Representative Fargan and Representative Lang. Would the Howard High School government class please stand? Are they here? Let's welcome them anyway. They'll probably be around. Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I would ask you to help me welcome from the key city of the Black Hills, home to the largest annual tourist event in the state of South Dakota, the current mayor of the city of Sturgis and former member of this body, Mr. Maury LaRue.
Representative Fain.
Personal privilege, sir.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of myself and Representative Solem, I'd like you all to welcome back former representative from District 5 in Watertown. He's seated up above us, Representative Al Koistinen.
Welcome back. Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like personal privilege, please.
Granted.
I'd like to introduce my wife up there in the white, hiding behind the flag, here today, visiting.
I hope she enjoys her vacation while we're watching you up here. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Hunt moves that the Committee on Health and Human Services be instructed to deliver House Bill 1179 to the floor of the House pursuant to Joint Rule 7-7.
Is there a second? The motion before the House is Representative Hunt's motion to have the Committee of Health and Human Services deliver House Bill 1179 to the floor. Is there any comments?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. House Bill 1179 is what has become known as the Midwives Bill. I would encourage your support of the smokeout in order to bring this bill to the floor of the House so that it can be debated. There was a vote of 10-3, and certainly a lot of discussion in committee, but this issue is such that it warrants further debate on the floor of the House. I would encourage your support of the smokeout motion. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and honorable members of the body, I would ask you to resist this motion. We have had this bill before us other years. This year, the committee, Health and Human Services Committee, had a very open and a very fair hearing on House Bill 1179. We heard this bill for almost 2 hours. We heard testimony that you will not be able to hear here on the floor. We had proponents and opponents, about the same number of each for those 2 hours. As chair, I was very proud of the committee members and how they listened so intently to both sides of the issue. The committee meeting was open, it was full, it was fair, and the vote was taken to defer to the 41st day, and that vote was solid. It was 10-3. Again, please remember that you are not going to hear the things that the committee members heard, and I'm asking you to respect that committee process and how intently they listened and how seriously they took their vote. Please resist this motion. Thank you.
Any further comments? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen. I, too, would urge you to resist the motion to have House Bill, 1179 delivered to the floor. We did have a good hearing on it, as Representative Pitts referred to. There was a lot of information, not only in the hearing, but before the hearing. Many of us were lobbied on it quite intently. We received mailings, we did our homework, and we came to what I believe was the best decision. With all due respect to Representative Hunt, this is an issue I know that's near and dear to his heart. It's been before us over the past two legislative sessions as well, and it's failed in both of those sessions. And I realize a number of you are new and weren't here to hear those debates and those issues, but I do feel quite strongly if this bill comes to the floor and we do have a vote on it, it will eventually end in not passage again as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Representative Denner.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the body. I would ask you to support the motion to comply with the smokeout and deliver the bill to the floor, 1179. I know this issue has been discussed, but we do have about 29 brand new faces. I'm sure they have not had the time to get involved in this issue. And although the committee action took place, I would ask that maybe we can get some further discussion on the issue from the House floor, and I know I've got several things to learn on the issue also. And for that reason, I would ask you to support the smokeout on 1179. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Representative Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm also a member of that committee, and I also want to echo what a couple of the other comments were made about the manner in which it was handled by our chairman and by the members of the committee. We heard a lot of great testimony, and in fact, it's probably the biggest room full of people we've had or will have this session in that room. And it's, so my suggestion that I'm going to support the smokeout does not, I want to make that clear that I don't want to be mistaken as suggesting that it wasn't a great job done in committee, because it was. But it was so large, and the participation in the process by all those people who feel so strongly about this issue, I think possibly brings it to the level of having it discussed on the floor of the House. They have really availed themselves, as you've heard, for a number of years in these hallways and used the process in the most cautious and respectful manner. And that's why, out of respect for that process, that I stand up and support the motion.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm one of those 29 new representatives that hasn't had a chance to debate this issue. And I feel pretty strongly that this is an important issue. And I certainly would like to be involved in a debate on the floor. It's for this reason that I do support the smokeout. Thank you, sir.
Any further remarks? Anybody wish to speak before Representative Pitt speaks for a second time on the motion? Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am one of those new 29 members of the House, and I was on the committee, and our committee chair did a fine job conducting the committee. I just happened to read an article in the Rapid City Journal today, and in this lengthy article, there wasn't one positive thing about midwifery, not one. And so I would like to see an open exchange of ideas and debate on the floor regarding this matter. So I would encourage you to support the smokeout. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, as Vice Chair of Health, I feel it's my responsibility to get up and back up my chair. For many of the various reasons that have just been discussed on this floor, it is a highly complicated issue. There are many medical things that we talked about in committee that will not be able to be debated on the floor for lack of time and testimony. That's why we have committees. As the chairperson stated, we talked for over 2 hours on this bill. I would ask that you resist the urge to stand up to smoke out the bill, and we respect the committee process. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Representative Steele.
You always get the right one here. I'm too used to pushing that green one, sir. Thank you, Mr. Leader. There were two of us that were on that committee last year that are not on it this year, and if we had been on it, the vote would have been 8-5, and it would have been a little closer. There was some excellent, excellent debate with a lot of things taken into consideration, but I'm not sure that the rights of the mother-to-be is given just consideration, and I would like to see a little more debate on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Would anyone like to speak before Representative Pitts speak for a second time? Hearing none, Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body. With all due respect to those who would support this motion, and certainly respect to those that are asking you to resist it, please remember what has been stated. We had almost two hours of testimony, and we were very specific in allowing each side to have exactly the same amount of time. I can't stress enough how fair this testimony and time was given to each side. Also, we had an excellent mix of members that have been here before and new members, members that listened very intently, very intense in trying to learn and be sure that their decision was the right one for them, and in listening to the testimony. Please respect the committee process on how we all make those decisions and those votes. This was a resounding vote, 10-3, to move to the 41st day. I ask you to resist this motion. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd respectfully call the previous question.
The motion before us is Representative Fain's motion to call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. The question before the House is Representative Hunt's motion to have House Bill 1179 sent to the floor. This is a standing vote. Those in favor of this motion, please stand. Thank you. Representative Hunt's motion to have House Bill 1179 having received the necessary one-third vote is hereby passed, and Health and Human Services Committee is so instructed to deliver it to the floor.
House Concurrent Resolution 1006, a concurrent resolution encouraging all South Dakota schools to place a sufficient number of automated external defibrillators in their facilities at their athletic fields and with their athletic staff, and to adopt a medical emergency response plan that includes AED use. Representative Rabe moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1006 be adopted.
House Concurrent Resolution 106, having been moved and seconded, is hereby up for adoption. Are there any remarks? Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I will be brief. I bring you before you today House Concurrent Resolution 1006, brought to you on behalf of the American Heart Association. This year, one of the American Heart Association's main goals is to place a defibrillator in every school. At this point, we have about 85% of our schools have defibrillators in them. During testimony, we heard about a young man, a football player right here from Pierre, who collapsed in the end zone. Luckily, they had a defibrillator that they had brought down from the middle school, which normally wouldn't have been there, and actually saved this young man's life. And he came and was 100% and came and talked to us and explained to us how grateful he was that he actually had a defibrillator there. American Heart Association this year would have liked to have asked for some dollars to fund some more AEDs in schools. Obviously, we have we are in an extreme financial crisis and will not be able to fund any AEDs this year. I would just ask you to support this, encouraging our superintendents and school boards to be able to fund AEDs in their schools, and hopefully we can get schools up to 100%. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House.